It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Now that we got that big jobs report for December and got that big surprise in the payroll number, what next? What should you keep your eye on for the week ahead?
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Hugh Johnson is Chief Investment Officer at Hugh Johnson Advisors. He has been following Wall Street for decades. I guess fair to say decades, Hugh?
Yeah, that is fair to say. There's no question about it. It's been a long time.
What will you be watching in the week ahead on Wall Street?
Well, I think I'm going to be watching. Certainly, I'll be watching the numbers, the economic numbers. The retail sales numbers will be very important. They'll give us an idea of what retail sales or what consumers were doing during the Christmas season. So that's going to be a very important important number. We already have a hint from automobile sales. Automobile sales were not particularly good. We're hoping that the retail sales, both sales for with online as well as offline, the stores are going to be pretty good. So consumer spending, a big part of the economy, we'll be watching that very carefully, and obviously watching events as they transpire in China, as well as the Chinese markets, which will be very, very important.
How do you think retail did during the holiday season? What's your sense, just from your own personal experiences and talking to family members and anecdotal evidence out there? Was it a great year? I know a lot of people did shopping on mobile devices, so this year seemed to be really different.
Yeah, it was very different. I think there are two things. First of all, I wouldn't call it a great year. I'd call it a good year, but not a great year. So when we were talking about a well over 4% growth, I just don't think that's in the cards. I think it's going to be a little bit less than 4%. That's one thing we saw. The second thing we saw is the shift, of course, to offline, doing online type of shopping. People were not walking out to stores. They were really staying at home and shopping through their computers, and that was another big, big change. So, it's going to be important to see these numbers, and as I say, I think these numbers are going to come in and say that consumer spending was positive, but not as positive as we'd like to have seen. Consumer spending in the fourth quarter and in December, importantly in December, not as strong as the third quarter, but not bad.
Over the course of the holiday shopping season, I basically had one question for everyone, and I asked, did you do any mobile shopping? So did you do any mobile shopping, Hugh?
Almost entirely. I don't go out to stores anymore, not just because actually the crowds are somewhat thinner, but, it's so easy to do it just simply sitting at your computer and doing all your shopping right there through the Internet.
Consumer sentiment also comes out in the week ahead. Given the news that we got about the jobs market, 292,000 jobs created in the month of December, that really blew the doors off many expectations, if not most. Do you think that consumers are feeling better these days?
I think consumers are probably a little bit concerned. No, there's no question about it that the job market has improved, and that's a real positive. Given the turbulence that we've seen in the markets most recently, really, this is really for the month of January, they're probably a little bit worried or concerned about things. So if I look back at December and ask how did consumer confidence hold up during the month, I would say it probably held up. I'm going to be watching consumer expectations, which are a part of that report, very important part of that report, because it's a leading indicator of the economy, a leading indicator of consumer spending, tells us where we're going on consumer spending. But we'll see, I think, a number that shows that consumer spending, consumer confidence, consumer sentiment held up during the month of December. It probably took a little bit of a hit as we start the first part of January.
And as for Wall Street, Hugh, lots going on with watching China. What's going on with China? The Dow goes down hundreds of points and so on. It's been a very volatile start to the year. Is that volatility going to start eventually eroding, or is volatility here to stay for 2016?
China's going to be the big concern of all of 2016. I think there's no question for the year ahead that's going to be the big issue. I'm hoping that the volatility in the markets, in the Chinese stock markets, is going to start to quiet down, particularly because it looks to me as though they're starting to stop using circuit breakers and things that start to threaten the liquidity for investors in those markets. And so once they're doing that, I think you're going to see the volatility of the market quiet down. I don't think that the declines we've seen in the Chinese stock market have as much to do with a sort of investor's impression as to where the Chinese economy may be headed as much to do with the actual market conditions and what their policymakers are doing to try to artificially buoy the market conditions in China. It's true that the Chinese economy is probably slowing, and it may be slowing more than we expect, and that's not good news for the global or the U.S. economy, but I don't think that was the big issue at the start of the year. It was really just market conditions, Chinese stock market conditions, and what policymakers were doing was the big concern.
Hugh Johnson, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at Hugh Johnson Advisors, joining us from Albany, New York. Hugh, as always, thank you for taking a few minutes.
You're welcome.
Let WSJ Podcasts fuel your goals and dreams. Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.